All right, I'm warmed up.
All right, let's hit it.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
From Boston. Did Jimmy just become a made man? Did Biscuit not just open the books when he introed my name as part of the cast? Saying you could tweet comments to the show. At Jimmy in Boston, by the way. I think I'm going to have to start calling myself Capo Jimmy. Oh, and Petey, next time you leave an unflushable deuce in your room, there's no need to go on a hotel apology tour, kid. Just leave a 10 spot at the top of the bowl and get on with your day. Later.
All right, Pete and Sebastian Show. We're back. Woo! Yeah. Sebastian Maniscalco, baby. How you doing, bro?
What's going on? Tuesday afternoon, February 5th, 2019. Broadcasting from, finally, the beautiful, sunny California after being in the polar vortex the last couple of weeks. It's nice to come back to civilization here and see the sun. I don't know how these people live out in the Midwest and the East Coast, particularly where you live. Not too far from where I was at in Buffalo. Wow! Is it cold up there?
Yeah, isn't it crazy? And like, we usually get a little more snow than them, a little colder because of the lake, so it was ridiculous. I mean, I was driving to the Bananas Comedy Club in Jersey. Thank you, everybody who came out. It was fucking great. Thank you. Anyway, bro, -6 degrees. I'm going through the mountains. You know, they call it the mountains. Check engine lights on. No cell reception. Like, what would I do if I conked out, man? I'd be dead.
What now, do you think?
Didn't monkey with his car there, did you?
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You so conked out up there. Forget it. I mean, it's... I took a walk to Walgreens.
Whoa.
And I almost passed away.
It's crazy, right, man? It's just, you get in the Walgreens, you're probably like just like shaking it off, like, holy shit.
Man, it was bad. But yeah, we've been hit with rain here in Southern California, so finally today the sun is out. I think I'm gonna take Serafina to the park after this. She really loves the park, and I'm starting to see, and I think we've discussed this before, but more and more I'm starting to see the interaction between my child and other kids, and my child seems to be very, very happy, wanting to share, and I'm noticing a lot of kids kind of shunning my daughter. I feel kind of sorry for her, and I also kind of feel like that was me when I was a kid. I feel like I got shunned in preschool.
Uh-oh. Is this kid going to be watching Three's Company?
Yeah. I think she might be coming home.
Oh, no way. Wow. No way. She's got way too much Lana. She's too outgoing.
She's really outgoing, really coming up to kids and wanting to share, and they're looking at her, and I don't know, man. It's going to be difficult for me because I want to get in there and go, hey, she's sharing.
I know. This is the second show in a row. You've been talking about this, bro. This stuff is going to eat. No, I'm saying it's fine. It's hilarious. Jackie was laughing about it the other day because she's like, oh, God, he ain't going to take it well as it goes forward. I mean, it's just, who's your target going to be, though, the kid or the parent? That's what you got to ask yourself.
I think I'm going after the kid.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Well, it's never going to end, man. I got right now, okay, I take Sadie to the bus stop. I don't think I brought this up to you. The bus it comes right in front of our house, right? So we walk out and we stand on the corner. Now the bus comes down the block. It makes two or three stops before us. That, like, it's ridiculous. We could all meet. We're right on the corner. So there's about three houses down, and a guy, every morning, he pulls up his pickup truck before he goes to work. He gets it out of the garage, and he sits in the driveway with his daughter in the car. And then as the bus pulls up, it has one stop before his. They don't get out. So they sit there. Then the bus starts back up, and it stops in front of his truck. Then when it stops, he gets out of the truck. He opens the door for her. She's like Sadie's age. Then the girl walks over to... So now lately, I've been yelling from where I am down the sidewalk to them as the other stop before them is already there. I go, now get out of the truck. Now get out of the truck now, guy. Get out now, guy.
Oh.
And then when he opens up the door, I'm going, let's move it. Come on. And then I look away, and then Sadie yells, come on, move it. And just yesterday, man, he got his daughter out. Oh, and then I say to the bus driver, his name is Joe. I tipped him $20 Tim Hortons for Christmas. I said, Joe. I say it loud enough for the dad to hear as he's getting back in his car truck. I go, Joe, what is it? What is this, Uber? People don't come out until you pull up and open up the door? Yeah. And he goes, I know. So, you know, man, it's just never going to end, dude. And
it's bad, bro.
Attack the parent, not the kid. Attack the parent. Cut the head off.
You go right into the kid, because if you do to the parent ain't going to say anything to the kid. So if the kid finally gets some discipline coming out of somebody else, if somebody else goes, hey, my daughter's trying to share, take it. The kid looks at me, man, my parents don't talk to me that way. They get a little scared.
Listen, hilarious, and I'm a fan of disciplining strange kids. I dig it, man. I tried to do it that one time on the cruise I told you about when the kid was in with. But here's the problem: you gotta mentally ask yourself, what are you gonna do if that kid goes to the parent and says, "That man just told me to take this," and then the parent says to you, "Are you telling my son what to do?"
Well, I size up the parents first before I attack the kid, right?
The meek parents. Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. If they're meek, I go into the kid. If the guy could kick my ass, I go, I don't say nothing to nobody.
There's some big white ape of a man with a big beard whose kid runs all around, annoys me at the rec center, but I am tight-lipped. Then some suburban mom comes in and a kid misbehaves a half a step. I'm looking over with that. What the fuck, lady?
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to calm down when it comes to that. Respect our home. Let me take you back to Super Bowl Sunday.
Take you back.
We got an invitation to John Legend's house. And you know what happened last time? The last time I went to a Legend party with the Grey Goose, right?
Yeah, you brought what he already sponsored by.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this time we go in, right?
Does he listen to the cast? Because that's going to determine my comment.
I believe he doesn't listen. I don't think he listens, but you never know. So we walk in, party starts at 3, kickoff is at 3:30. Let me toss it out to you. What time would you get to the party if you were going?
John Legend party starts at 3:30?
No, kickoff at 3:30, party starts at 3.
Boy, he doesn't give you time to get your coat off. A half hour from party time till kickoff? Jeez Louise, let's hope it goes into overtime so we have time to chat. I'm sorry, I think an hour start time prior to kickoff is appropriate, no?
Well, I mean...
I would be there at 3:05, by the way.
Okay, so 3:05. I came at 3:15, and I think the party was kind of in good swing. You know, you could tell, like, people... I've been there for maybe 15, 20 minutes. People have gotten some drinks.
I'm getting nervous. You think maybe you just got a 3:30? You think that was a 2:30 party, like for friends and relatives? And then he goes at three. Listen, people are going to start showing up thinking it just started. So pretend you just got here, right? Don't let them know. We're already on our second course.
Oh, man. I didn't even think of that.
Still, you would have made the 230 cut, bro. Come on.
I don't know, man. I've been like, been out of the loop over there. So
it's because you've been playing in the garden over here. Jeez. Yeah, you were 230 cut. Trust me, you were 230 cut.
Okay. So I walk in, and this is the difference, and I still haven't got used to this, being out in L.A. for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into an L.A. party like this, and I turn to Lana and I go, is that Adele? And now, if you go to any other party in any other city, you go, that girl looks like Adele over there. In L.A., it's actually Adele. Right?
Holy shit. Lou, turn the music to Adele. Holy shit. Are you kidding? Now, bro, she seems cool from interviews. She seems funny and cool. This is insane. I'm sitting back. All right. Wow.
So Adele is there on the couch talking to some people and watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I ain't the guy to go up and go, hi, I'm not that guy. If it happens organically or I get introduced, it's fine. But I was like, wow, that was the first thing I saw. I was like, wow, is that Adele? And sure enough, Adele's at the party. Then I'm like, and looking across, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I don't know if you ever saw this Versace murder thing on FX. Lou, you see that?
Sure
yes,
did.
Yes, yes. The dude?
Andrew Cunanan's at the party.
The guy who played Cunanan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. For a second, I thought Cunanan is out.
Cunanan's dead.
Oh, is he dead? I didn't finish watching it. Wow. That dude was great in what I saw. He was great.
Oh. He's phenomenal.
It's disturbing when he was talking to that other gay guy saying that he's friends with Gianni Versace and that Gianni wanted to.
Yeah,
I was like, bro,
yeah.
This is acting is so good. It's disturbing.
Did you get to the part where he was in the hotel room with the older man? Did you see that one, Lou?
Yes. And then he
ordered like a steak after he put a ball gag in the guy.
When he duct taped the guy's entire body, right?
Yeah, yeah. After that, he ordered like a prime rib with a side of mash.
I know. But I felt the old guy was okay with the duct taping like way longer than I would have been. Like the guy was duct taping him. All right, you're into that. And then he's like duct taping your neck and you're still into it. I was like right up until he got to the mouth. You still had no problem with the duct tape guy?
I felt like he wasn't into the duct tape.
I felt like he didn't start to get scared of the duct tape until there was like two more strands of duct tape to go. So I'm like, bro, man. Once Cunanan pulled the duct tape out, I'm like, could you ever put yourself in a situation where you can't move your arms and legs with a stranger?
No.
No, I've been married years. I wouldn't let my wife cuff me.
Oh, man. No, bro. What did he do? Did he duct tape the mouth and like put a pinhole in it? Is that what he did on that thing?
He duct taped the mouth so he couldn't breathe. Like everything was duct taped. The last piece went over the mouth. And then he did some psychotic dance I haven't seen since Silence of the Lambs. Turns around with an ice pick and does a hard slam right down on the hole. And just so the guy could breathe a little. And then he ordered the steak, as you said. This is crazy. How many people are at this party, bro?
I'd say total, we're going 50 maybe.
So 50 people, even if Adele was just a stranger, a neighbor who happened to be a kindergarten teacher, amongst 50 people, I think I'd say hello. I'm hoping this ends with you and Adele hanging.
It doesn't end with Adele and I and Lana and Serafina hanging out by any means. But I'm thinking you got two Grammy Award winners in the room. And there's a piano there. I'm thinking, after the game, is there a sing-along?
I tell you, based on that game, could have been one halfway through it.
Tell me about it. I mean, we had enough talent in the room for a halftime show to go on at Legends House.
Bro, you had the talent in that party to put on a better show than the show. Holy shit. Like, by far. By far.
They're sitting watching. They got it. When Adam Levine went on, they were got around the TV, and I'm sitting there going, the hell are we watching this for? John, get behind the piano. Adele, get next to him and do a duet. I mean,
you two singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall is better than Adam Levine stripping down to his prison tattoos. Bro, what was with the random fucking declothing halfway through the performance?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Was that premeditated or was he singing and going, man, I don't know if I'm connecting. Let me take my shirt off.
I'm eating it up here. I need to show some skin. Boom.
Holy. I think that works maybe for a woman to do something like that. But when a guy starts taking his clothes off, I mean, I don't know, man.
Dude, I mean, I'm watching Levine up there, and I'm like, just give me Stevie Nicks with the black cape and a stool doing leather and lace. What are we doing with this shit? I told you, dude, when I was in L.A., I ran into him in a red light in a Porsche with his arm out, bopping to the beat of a song, trying to be seen. It was like, he's like, I need to go build up my confidence. I'm going to drive around Sunset Boulevard in my fucking Porsche. I can't believe this party you're at. This is awesome.
So the party was, it was good. It was a nice party. Met some nice people. Good food.
Did you see any Grammys on the shelf?
Oh, he's got an award. He's got so many awards. It's like the whole wall is dedicated to it. He's got about 7 or 8 shelves.
Oh, my God. What's your take on that? Come on, man. A wall of awards. The last thing we live in right now is a humble time. I'll tell you that much. You take the best one. Like, if you, when you win an Oscar, I'll even do that one better. Bro, positive thinking. When you win an Oscar, don't you take all the other awards, put them down in the basement, and just you put the Oscar out there. Boom, we're done. Right?
Okay. Let me give you a inventory of the awards. Okay. It's not like he's got a trophy up there for first place soccer when he was in second grade. Hey? This guy.
All right.
This guy's a multi Grammy winner, so he's got his Grammys up there.
Absolutely.
He's also got an Oscar. He's got an Emmy, and he's got a Tony, and he's got MTV Music Award stuff up there. So the collection is impressive. All right.
Yeah. No, that's unbelievable. But even then, I'd say if I was married to John Legend, I'd be like, sweetie, come on, one Oscar, and one Grammy, and everybody gets the memo.
Wait a minute.
They can go downstairs to see the whole fucking walk down memory lane if they want to, okay?
if you got 5 Emmys.
The right? Tony, I mean, you could skip and dance that little Broadway thing right down to the basement.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying, compared to the Oscar and the Grammy and the MTV Award, what is that? That's like a garage sale item, relatively speaking, to the other stuff he has.
I'm sorry, if I got multiple awards like that, I'm displaying all of them. I'm not putting one Oscar out there and then 4 in the basement. I'm sorry, Oscars ain't going in the basement, bro.
Well, I mean, it's like, even in the living room, it's all about you, John. Can't our house just? Man, can't we just have a few rooms that aren't about John?
Not even exactly. It's a small shelving unit on a wall. It's not like the entire wall has awards. It's like a small little area.
I know, but whatever room that those wards are in, it dominates that room. And it sounds like
it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay. It's almost like a work of art. The way it's put together.
Are you allowed to hold the Oscar by any chance?
I didn't want to touch anything. I'm the type of guy that goes to grab the Oscar and the whole shelving unit comes down.
But were people allowed to if they wanted to?
I'm sure you could pick it up, but again, I didn't want to even breathe near it.
That was for a song in a movie, right? Obviously, no, it was for his portrayal of Martin Luther King, Pete. Are you allowed to do a stroll when you're at a party like that, or like when you're at
Runners?
When you're in a big party like that in a famous person's home, are you allowed to do like a sort of stroll of the home? Like, you know, relatively speaking.
I went where other people were in. I don't go upstairs and go, "Hey, John, show me the bedroom." I just stay where other people are. I don't go anywhere where the party's not happening. So, nice. Yeah, nice. They got this company where they get food from all over the country. It's maybe similar to what Watt got you, but they had ribs from Memphis. They had cheesesteak from Philly. They had like pizza from Chicago. I forget the name of the company.
Did you see a coconut cream pie from Betty's Bakery in Minneapolis for dessert at the thing?
I did not see that.
That was the latest. It was fantastic. So yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they did have that. So dude, did you even like say hi to Adele? It's like, come on.
What no. Are
you, what, no. No. What you? That's like, it's almost like you're going out of your way to show, hey, I'm so one of those people that don't bother people that. You almost went too far. You went too far with it, though.
I don't bother people, bro. Come on. I'm not going to go up to the woman. She was talking to a group of people. I'm not going to go up to her. If she got introduced, I would have talked to her. But I said, forget it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would have leaned over and went, all alone, it was a fever. And I'd say, you just need to know, Adele. Sometimes on the days I just really do not feel like working out, I put your voice on and boom, I am in it. So this six pack you're looking at, honey, it's because of you.
Wow.
I don't even have a six pack, bro.
I would have called the police, bro.
I would have just told her I'm a huge fan of her music, man.
Oh, Jesus.
You are too, right? No?
I love her music. I went to her concert.
Oh. That's crazy to me that you didn't say anything to her. Crazy. Wow. Anyway, and you had Serafina with you at this party?
Yeah. Kids welcome. Kids were welcome. And
you don't do a Serafina on Adele's lap photo? I mean, and you got Adele, you got the queen of pop. Just plop your Serafina right on the lap. Boom.
Nope. Didn't do any of that, bro. Sorry. It just did not present itself. So I stayed away.
It was just like a movie. It was just like a song when we were young.
Walter Payton, NFL Man of the Year, J.J. Watt. And I had a chance to spend a lot of time with both
Sebastian and then Pete. I mean, let's think about this logistically here. Pete is a writer on the number one show on network television. Sebastian is literally selling out the biggest arena in Toronto, Canada. How are we not in the top five? And it's hilarious. The best show around.
Speaking of family, I cannot thank my own enough.
Lou, Jimmy from Boston.
Thank you for standing side by side with me through everything and always being willing to lend a helping hand. I couldn't have done any of this without you, so thank you. I love you guys.
Lana and Jackie, I say hello. Lou, whoever you got in your life, tell her I say hello. Jimmy, what's going on? And thank you guys for the entertainment, as always. I know I speak for all the listeners when I say the years and years of entertainment for free are pretty incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Everybody have a wonderful night.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
I went to another party after that.
For the Super Bowl, same day, same night?
Super Bowl, same day. And I met Bradley Cooper's voice coach from Star Is Born. All right? So we start talking. He also did, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix and Walk the Line.
Did you, this is the same night of the other Super Bowl party.
Yes, this is another party.
Did you say this guy, hey, speaking of voices, I was just hanging out with Adele.
No, I went a different route with this guy. I said to him, I said, could you teach me how to sing like Michael Jackson? He goes, no problem. I go, what? I go, I thought you just had to be naturally talented to sing. He goes, if you're not tone deaf, I could teach you how to sing like Michael Jackson. He goes, it's not going to be exact, but I go, sign me up. This guy is going to teach me how to sing Billie Jean.
Is this going to take multiple lessons? Or
yes. He's going to teach me not only to sing like Michael Jackson, but this guy was, I go, sometimes when I do my shows, you know, I get a voice fatigue. My voice starts to, not crack, but I could tell, you know, I might be straining it. And then he takes his fist and he puts it on my stomach. He goes, go ahead, talk. I couldn't talk. I just, nothing came out of my, because I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to see where my voice is coming from. Apparently, my voice is coming from my chest, not my stomach. And I gotta get my voice coming out of my stomach opposed to my chest. So this guy is fascinating. He taught the Jacksons how to sing. I go, you work with Michael Jackson? He goes, yeah. I go, isn't the voice amazing to begin with? He goes, yeah, but everybody's got a vocal coach. Oh,
what? You think?
So if this guy could teach you to sing one song by anyone, who would it be?
Well, first of all, I can sing, so
come on,
is that?
Come on.
Wow. All right. Come on.
I'm talking about you're at a party.
Yeah.
And someone sits down at the piano and starts to play. Let's say, I'll take you to the Legend party. Mm-hmm. And you know how to sing one song, and you go to John Legend. John, you want to sit down and play da da da? And the whole party's there. What song is it going to be?
I'm thinking something probably by Ray LaMontagne, like maybe You Are the Best Thing. Baby, it's been a long day, baby. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do like it for you now. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I feel like when you sing, this is your song? This is it?
Yeah, it's a good one. I like this one.
Oh, wow. Come on, bro. You got 51 people listening to you, and this is what you pick?
Well, I wouldn't have heavy brass, so you take away the brass, and it'd be listen to the just more acoustically as far as maybe I got Johnny on piano. Boom. Are you kidding me? I'd be like, Johnny, do you just play piano or can you play guitar? And he'd be like, I play guitar. Oh, can you do Ray LaMontagne? You Are the Best Thing? And he says, you got it. Now I'm on there.
Yeah,
bouncing.
This is better. This is better.
I'm looking right at Adele. You ready? Watch me, bro. Baby. Been a long day.
baby. Things ain't going my way, you know what?
God, look, Pete.
Yeah, bro.
I know you're really trying here, but when you sing, it sounds like really breathy.
That's exactly what I'm going for.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you? Guy, you want to sing like a 10-year-old boy with his balls being clung to. I'm not trying to be. He's got a high-pitched young boy voice. I'm not into Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. I'm into men voices. Can you give me. Can you even sniff Michael Jackson right now? Can we get a little.
Could we do.
You don't, do you like him singing this?
Yeah, I like the song. Okay. Could we get Marvin Gaye? I heard it through the grapevine, 1981 a cappella. Could we get that?
Wow, I am this... gonna get some popcorn.
Come on!
No, I can't wait to hear you do this.
You're not gonna do it?
Oh, no. This is one of the songs I'd like to learn how to sing.
Okay.
If you could break into I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. I don't know what's better. Lou, do we got it?
Yeah, I do. Glory was the song that Legend won a Grammy for.
Oh, Glory. Wondering how I knew. Oh, wow.
About your plans to make me blue. With some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more.
Oh my God.
It took me by surprise, I must say.
Oh.
When I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine?
Oh no.
Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God, is that beautiful.
Okay, you break out in a song like that with John Legend and Adele in the room, I think you get a recording contract as you walk out the door.
Yeah, yeah, you do, bro, but I don't care. If you just hung out with Jesus Christ himself, you ain't sniffing that song. I don't care how many classes you take. Are you kidding me? That's one of the greatest singers of all time.
I'm not saying I get to where he's at, but I'm thinking I could get in a respectable area where people would go, whoa, that's really good. Well, based on what this guy's saying, and I'm just going off him because I can't sing for nothing, man. But with the proper coaching and the proper technique and some practice, I think I could get in an area where I could break out into a tune at a party and people go, I had no idea you could sing. And then that's where I go, yeah, neither did Joaquin Phoenix and Walk the Line. That's why I got his guy.
I think your best bet, though, would be more like...
What's a heavier... Because I don't know the whole... range of voices of what they even mean. Do you?
Marvin Gaye's got the greatest range ever.
You're like Travolta in, you know, Summer Loving in Greece. Summer love, have me.
Yeah, come on. I need something more substantial.
That's what you're trying.
Go back to your statement on the Marvin Gaye's got what range?
Range, meaning he could go so super high and so super low, and that's the mark of a great singer.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for that. YMCA class for listening, Luke. Thank you.
All right, Pete, we've heard you sing before, bro.
That shit's hot, man.
Did Stallone ever sing on film?
Yeah, Rhinestone Cowboy, no?
Did he?
Let me think.
Let's see, if we got Stallone on film, I'll let you know if I think you could even top Stallone. Slaving over all those red eyed lovers and the touch you in place no one else ever reached. Do you want to remember anybody about me? If you want it, come and get it. Yes, because you don't come right to me. Don't come like you,
Oh my gosh. Does that suck?
You won't even hit us with a little hoo, a little something.
Hee hee.
I love it. That works for me. Print it.
That sounds like the bad guys laugh in a movie. Can you do? You knock me off of my feet now, woman.
Hoo. You knock me off of my feet now, baby. Hey!
Wow.
Hoo.
That was way better than me, I think, Lou. Did you think, Lou?
Yeah, dude. Definitely better.
That was not bad, dude. You don't need a coach. You just need confidence. The other C. This guy, he taught this one and that one. By the way, he's sitting here saying he taught Bradley Cooper how to sing, and all I'm saying is, please, Bradley, don't go sing at the Oscars with Gaga. She's a rock star. You're an actor. Everybody play their role, please.
Why, you think he's going to jump on? He jumped up on stage with Gaga in Vegas.
I know. I mean, they all do it. Jeff Bridges, the Bacon Brothers, Dennis Quaid. You just... These people cannot not sing. I mean, and by the way, Lou, does Eddie Vedder have a voice coach? If he does, it's called Merlot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he don't have no coach, but his voice is suffering.
Because he's got that voice that sounds like it's seen some shit, man.
What is he? What kind of voice does he have? Would you categorize it?
Baritone. Definitely baritone.
Yeah.
Baritone.
Bro, that was pretty impressive. But you know that you didn't sound like Michael Jackson, but honestly, I like your voice version better than Michael Jackson's. It's because it was a man singing that.
Yeah. But, Lou, let's see if we could get what I just sang. If you could pull it from a Michael Jackson video. I believe it's
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Yeah. I think that's the beginning of The Way You Make Me Feel. And if we could play those two back to back. To see if we could get a listener poll to see if I got what it takes to get into the music game, we might have opened up a whole new career here.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you, though, in the meantime, I just want to say, as far as Michael Jackson goes, somebody like Jamie Foxx should do a one-man play about if Michael Jackson was 70 years old or 65, you know? Like, older, like 70 years old. Like, what would he be doing now? What kind of cool music would he be making now?
From jail.
Bro, that new documentary came out at Sundance. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't know. I got to take a look at it. Before I make judgment, I got to take a look at the documentary.
I fucking knew that was coming.
I didn't even know it was coming myself, Lou.
You knocked me off of my feet now, baby.
You knock me off of my feet now, baby.
Okay, so if you want to vote and tell us which one you like better, on Twitter you can go to PNS Quotes. Or if you don't have Twitter, go to PNSMailbag@gmail.com. Just write in the subject title, Sebastian or MJ, and we'll get to the bottom of this.
Can we get that guy on the cast, bro, the voice coach?
I'd like to get him on after he teaches me what I should be doing.
Is he going to the Oscars?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
He might have your ticket. Bradley may say, I'm singing. I need my coach. And they said, cancel Sebastian's ticket. We almost had him.
I got a beer up here, a Budweiser. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name because we met right before, right here during the show. Lovely lady working the beer thing over there.
Katie,
how are you, sweetheart? Katie so kindly said to me, if you want another beer while you're up there, just say hippopotamus. She said, and then they'll bring me a beer. Because that's discreet. I feel go, Katie, can I get another beer? But I had to say all that because I could say that and you could go, is this a bit? Because he knows it's hippopotamus. He might be doing a bit. We agreed on hippopotamus. By the way, even if we did agree on hippopotamus, I just said like 7 of them. Nothing. But don't worry, it's a false alarm on the hippopotamus anyway. 8. I just go get the goddamn thing myself.
You live life happy. Happy as a hippo.
By the way, dude, speaking of while we're on, you know, talking about voice coaches in Hollywood, I just saw this thing with Kathy Bates. Fantastic actress, you know, the legendary Kathy mm-hmm. Bates. Well, she lost like a ton of weight, man. She looks fantastic. And she says this is how she lost the weight. I named it the Psy Diet based on what she said. But she's saying that she's got, I think it was a niece, maybe it was a daughter, but I'm pretty sure she said it was a niece. Told her that when we eat food, you don't really realize it because you're not looking for it. But at some point during your meal, we all sigh, a little, right?
Mm.
And we don't look for it, so you wouldn't notice. But now that she's telling Kathy Bates about it, look for it, you know, Aunt Kathy or whatever. And that's your body telling you, I'm full. And Kathy Bates says, I found the sigh, and I just stopped eating when I had the sigh. And I lost all that weight. So I call it the side diet. I don't know, guy. I'm looking. It's been 2 days now. I've had dinner with Jackie, and we're both like, I'm like, I ain't sniffing a sigh. You sniffing a sigh anywhere? Do you feel like a sigh ever, bro, when you eat? Not a lean back, pat the belly. What the fuck? If I burp, I can get another chicken leg in. I mean like a light sigh.
I don't even know, man. I would really have to hone in on that to see if I let out a sigh. If I do, I want to see where it comes in the meal because if I sigh, right, and then I look down at the plate and I got halfway to go, I'm like, I ain't stopping.
I would just convince myself that wasn't a sigh. I was just breathing.
Yeah, it was a heavy breath.
But I was saying to Jackie, because she kind of mentioned the same thing about that, you know? She goes, it's kind of like when they say, you know, when you feel full, you should stop eating. But what I do is, even though I feel a little full, I keep eating because I'm eating for later. You know what I'm saying? I'm full now, but if I stop now, I'm going to be hungry in an hour. So now I'm packing it on.
Yeah, so you're eating, so you're not snacking in between lunch and dinner, right?
That's the plan. You eat a little beyond stuffed, so you know you can last a little longer. I don't know. That's a thought process. Anyway, so folks, the Psy Diet.
We're put on this earth to help people, Paul. Like I'm trying to help you. Please help me help you.
Another thing I wanted to bring to your attention, I see another possible moneymaker for you right now. Lou, did you line up that Donnie thing I told? All right. What was that called, Lou? I forgot what I even called it.
The birthday greeting?
My dad's birthday passed recently, right? He had his birthday. And my mom sends me this email that my dad got. And it's Donnie Osmond singing Happy Birthday Fred to my dad, you know, for his name. So I went online to check this thing out because I was looking at it and I'm like, Lou's going to plug in. Lou, plug in your name, all right?
Got it.
All right. So Donnie Osmond, you know, he sings this song, which we'll play for you. But he always says your name. Like he'll go, you'll hear it'll go Lou, right? And then I'm like, wow. So Donnie probably stayed here all day and went Kevin. You know, I went, Tim. And then they plug it in, whatever your name is, into the song. So you think it's personalized to you. and Donnie is cleaning up, and people are getting a personalized song from Donny Osmond, and there was no reason why they can't be getting you walking out, doing the cufflinks, and you just looking at the camera like, you know, Kenny, Kenny, Kenny. Little birdie told me it's your birthday. Right? So
I've heard of this.
Bro, what are we doing? I need you for one day with Lou in the recording studio. We're going to have you sit, you know, everyone from Amia to Chen to Tim to Bill. We're going to, worldwide, bro. Worldwide.
Yeah. Hit me, Lou. Hit it. What is it?
Today, we're here at your party where we've secretly replaced your birthday cake with Donny Osmond.
Happy birthday, Lou. This one's for you.
Lou, it's your birthday. Time to celebrate and sing about who? You. Come on, Lou. It's your birthday. Time to sing and shout. Come on. It's what you gotta do. Break it down. Add another candle. Another year, it's true.
You know how to sing now, dude, with the coach.
Wait a minute. Is this Donny Osmond singing this?
Yeah.
It's a video card.
I know. And quite frankly, Marie must be furious because this is the first time I've seen him work solo since ever.
So is this on demand? Like, that you call up and go, hey, I need you to say Lou. And then he goes in the recording studio and does Lou, it's your birthday?
No, they got a list of names. Your name's not on it. I don't know. Maybe they said Sebastian and Donnie's like, listen, it's a tongue twister. It's 5 o'clock. I ain't doing Sebastian. So you're not there, but there's hundreds of names. And I think
happy birthday,
just...
Pete. This
Thanks,
one's for
Donnie.
You.
Oh, thank you, Donnie.
Pete.
Guy.
You know what? It's your birthday.
The Mormons, they get a bad rap, those Mormons. These are good guys. I never had a Mormon wish me happy birthday. So, yeah, bro. So, you know, if you live in the Hobunk wherever, you're getting this thing, and, you know, you're not thinking that Donnie laid down like another 200 of these over the course of a week. You just think someone paid for you.
Let's get into the birthday song. Because I've been calling for this for a while. People are taking happy birthday to you and like adding their own twist to it. Sometimes you hear like a cha-cha-cha at the end of it. Sometimes you hear hip hip hooray at the end. Do you think it's time as a country that we put in place a new happy birthday song, or are you happy with the old standard?
That's a really good question. It's not that I'm like necessarily happy with it or whatever. I just haven't heard anything better. Like, I mean,
what about what we just heard?
All right, let's take Donnie out. Donnie, thank you for a second. Let's say me and you were hanging out with Lou. And let's just say right now, we got a cake. That's weird. We go, ready? All right, I'll tell you, ready for birthday for Lou? Here we go. Lou, it's your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking way too hot and heavy, man.
Yeah, it's a little too Bruno Mars.
Yeah. It's your birthday.
Oh,
come on. This, how fun would that be?
You might be onto something, bro. All of a sudden, I want to be at this party. Why do we sing this dull, boring shit song all the time?
It's kind of dull and stale. Let's pick it up a notch with whatever Osmond is singing and implement something that's a little bit more fast paced. 2019 already with this happy birthday to you, and then you got to say the name, and sometimes no one even knows, because sometimes when you get to the name, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the person goes by multiple names. It's either maybe the first name, or maybe it's mom to you, but it's Rose to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
So you're looking around, right? I'm looking around. What are we going with? We're going with grandma, mom? She's a lot of things to a lot of people right now. We didn't discuss this. You ever do this, dude? You ever had a birthday party, and they're all singing it, and like, if I'm not really close with the person... I move the lips, but I don't make noise if they don't mean that much to me.
Man.
I do a bow out. No volume. No volume.
I don't even sing sometimes. I just clap at the end.
Yeah, but if you don't move your lips, aren't you afraid someone's going to go, did you not even sing for my son?
I don't think a lot of people sing, to be honest with you. I think if you went to a party, I think half is singing, half is not. Some even hum it.
Well, sometimes I've... Yeah, that's true. I've done a pull away on my volume out of the gate, and then I realize, oh man, I got to contribute. There's like nobody singing this shit right now.
Oh, do you sing happy birthday when it's your birthday? Like, if the song's going on, do you participate in the song if they're singing it to you?
No, man, that's like mentally slow, right? I can't say the R word, right? You can't say anything.
Well, no, I mean, do you sit in silence and watch everybody? Because I think it's awkward to sit there and everybody's singing to you, and then you make eye contact with somebody singing the birthday song. God, is that weird?
I know, man. You just kind of give everyone a quick look, like, yeah, smile.
No, man. I'm normally sitting down and I'm looking at belly buttons. It's all I'm looking at. I don't look up, nothing.
What about, you ever, with people after the song ends, they do the tack on with some others, like either how old are you now?
Oh, God.
Or, yeah, it's like
terrible.
Yeah, right? No one else knows that shit. The person wants to blow the candles out, but they don't know if they got to be respectful to whatever the mishmash you're adding.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine that they're... his sister-in-law's husband's from Australia. So they're singing a song to my buddy's kid who lives in America. And the Australian guy at the end goes, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray, at the end of the birthday song. Now, I'm sorry, but you don't bring your Australian rules into the United States. You don't come in strong with a hip hip hooray at the end of the birthday song, no?
No, hip hip hooray, that's like when you win the war. Fucking hip hip hooray. Yeah, and you don't add anything, you're coming from down under and shit. Jackie and them, the Polish people around here, they do the may the dear Lord bless you, may the dear Lord bless
you. Oh, okay, leave the God. Lord out of this. All right.
Yeah, come on. And you're an altar boy saying that. I hear you, right? Jesus and a cake do not go together.
Oh, stop bringing this religion into the birthday party already. Jesus Christ.
You see, I love the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? I love the Lord. And if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Have you had this happen? I've heard this has been happening to a few people. I call my parents. We finish talking. About 5 minutes later, I'm in a living room with Sadie, and I get a FaceTime phone call, and it says Mom and Dad from my parents. Now, my parents don't even have an iPhone, so they can't FaceTime me. So I'm like, why? How is this even possible? So I answer it. There was this big black guy with a big beard and a baseball hat on, like a trucker's cap. And he's got the phone down in front of him. And so it looks like he's hovering over it. And my screen says, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
And he goes, who are you? And what do you want? And then I go, who are you? Like that. And he goes, you called me. Who are you? And I'm looking, it says Mom and Dad. So I go, oh, I'm sorry. It must be a wrong number. Sorry. And I hang up. He was cool. And Sadie's like, who was that? And I go, I don't know. Jeez. And then Jackie said that she heard in the news lately that people have been getting random FaceTime phone calls. And she then said it happened to her recently, too. Has that happened to you?
No, but I'm hearing that like you could pipe in on somebody's conversation if you did a FaceTime call. Is that correct?
Well, this was, I mean, we were looking at each other. I mean, that's like, man, you're in your living room and someone's looking at you and you're looking at them. You feel like they're in your living room.
I know. It's the worst to get a FaceTime call from a person that A, is either a wrong number or B, sometime someone you haven't FaceTime with. Like if I called you on FaceTime, and you picked up, how weird would that be?
Oh my God, man! But like, what if you went to send Lana some, you know, funny you shirtless? Because this is what happened. It said mom and dad. So you think you're sending it to Lana, and I'm like, why is he FaceTiming me? But your thing says Lana, and then I'm like, hey man, what's up? And you got no shirt on? I mean, our relationship would never be the same ever.
I know. I don't understand why this guy is coming in on your parents' phone number.
That Lou, have you heard of this, Lou?
Oh Jesus! I think Lou left.
Oh my!
Did he leave?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Did this guy leave?
Dude, man, now he's putting us in an awkward situation where we have to. We might have to fire him for this, no?
Do we got to send him to SiriusXM Human Resources?
This is... Oh, I tell you,
my God.
Clearly that Chantex ain't working.
Yo, I'm back. My Chantex is working. I had a little computer problem. I knew you. I couldn't hear you, and I know it's about me.
Oh, my God. No, we chimed in on Lou, have you heard anything about that? And nothing.
Yeah.
You guys always catch me if I dip out for a second.
That's funny.
We were talking about Lou. Have you heard about the people getting FaceTime phone calls? Like they think it'll say a friend's name and then they answer it and it's a stranger?
Yes. What is it, a glitch with Apple?
I don't know. They just say it's been happening. So I'm just saying, man, when you got a FaceTime call from someone that you're really close with that you might answer in a different way than someone else, just because it says their name and it looks like their number, it might not be their number.
That's weird. I've never heard of it coming in through another phone number.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know?
This is the last thing I wanted to ask you. So long story short, you could call us an Italian tape, but I'm just asking regular. I saw the guy who, George Bush, the older George Bush who died, right? So I think we brought this up once before. On his dying bed, his buddy would rub his feet at night. I mean, rub his feet, come visit him and rub his feet while they talked. And I saw this thing with the guy recently where he said, they were asking him about that, and he said, well, I'll tell you the same thing I told George. If it was the other way around, I know he'd do it for me, right? Now, here's my question. If someone's ever doing something for you and they say, I know if it was the other way around, you'd do it for me, right? Now, if you know without a doubt, you'll never be in that position, so it doesn't matter. But you know in your head you wouldn't do it for that fucking guy?
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell him, you know what, you might want to stop rubbing my feet because honestly, I wouldn't rub yours. Or would you just still take the rub because you know it doesn't matter. You're never going to be having to rub his feet. You're going to die soon anyway.
I don't even help people move because I'm in fear. Put it this way. I don't ask people to do anything because I don't want to do anything for them.
I get that, but if someone does something for you and says, I know you do it for me, so I'll do it for you, do you say?
No, I'd say, don't even bother. I'll get a foot masseuse over here. Just get off my feet, because I enjoy this shit to you.
Not just a foot masseuse. Anything in life. If someone says, I know you do it for me, bro, would you go, I wouldn't, so don't.
I'd probably go, listen, I don't know if I would, so if this favor is going to be predicated on me giving it back to you, you might as well get the hell out of the house.
That's what I'm saying.
I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
Did you go from Erie, Pennsylvania to Buffalo with your tour bus?
No.
I was going to say you might have gone right past my house. I mean, I was in Jersey anyway. I'm just saying.
No, we flew there, but it would have went right past your house.
Yeah, I know. But you played Erie, and then you played Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Nice, man. You were in my neck of the woods, big time.
Big time, bro. We wanted to get some wings, but we didn't. Is wings big up in Fredonia as it is in Buffalo? What do you call those? Wings.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, chicken wings. Yeah, that's all Western New York. Absolutely. I mean, of course, they're the most famous in Buffalo, but yeah, forget it. I don't think I had a wing until I got to college. I didn't have them on Long Island. I didn't have wings.
But do you have like a famous wing place in Fredonia that you go to?
Well, we like P-Dubs right up the block, but there's another place in town called BJ's where they say the wings are great. I haven't had them there yet, but when we get pizza, Jack usually likes to get a few wings, but I can give it.
And a wing?
Nah, I'm all about pizza. I mean, if I have any room left, why would I put a wing in if I can get another slice in?
Nothing like a nice wing, though, man.
Well, you know what? Either way, I'm not going to have much of either one now because I'm going to be looking out for the...
What?
Side diet, bro. The side diet. Oh, does anybody retain diet, anything bro, on this show man, ever?
No, nothing. It.
Thank you, Lou. Well, thank you for being here too, Lou.
Here for that.
Oh man, and you know now I'm gonna go eat dinner with Jackie and tell her that you were in a room with less than 50 people and Adele was in there and it was a party, a social gathering, and yet there was no Adele combo. No,
so
not
bad,
all.
Bro. That's so bad.
Dude, I'm sorry, but this show right here we just did for an hour it's fucking great. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm a pretty humble guy, but it was just a great, hilarious, fun hour. And now everyone can go listen and do all the other stuff they do the rest of the week. But for 1 hour, man, did we do our job.
Oh, it's tremendous. I got to tell you, when we come on the show, we do not disappoint. And I got to say, oh, by the way, I think we should mention that. Lou, how high did we get up in the standings?
14.
Oh, that's right.
14, bro.
Sick.
What is going on, man?
In the comedy podcast category.
Comedy podcast number 14. It's the highest we've ever been. Something's going on. It must have been catapulted from our live thing.
Yeah, well, it could have been from that live Orlando show or maybe your little New York City jaunt that... was the last time that city was taken by storm like that was when the Pope did mass at Central Park. It's been a hell of a ride, boys. And thank you the listeners, big time. February 22nd, Pittsburgh, Club Cafe. Come on, Pittsburgh. Friday, February 22nd, March, Sellersville, Pennsylvania, the theater in Sellersville. And go to pcorielli.com, man. I'm out there now, baby. What do you got, brother?
February 21st, South Bend, Indiana. 22nd, Rockford, Illinois. 23rd, Peoria, Illinois. And then 28th in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh on March 1st, as well as Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, March 2nd and 3rd. Coming to Salt Lake City, March 8th. Reno, Nevada, March 9th, and Denver, Colorado, March 22nd and 24th, SebastianLive.com. Also, we have a new line of, I have a new line of t-shirts available at SebastianLive.com. Go check out the store. It's new. It's hot. They're flying out the door. We got merch, people. Merch.
The show has ended.
I mean, we had enough talent in the room for a halftime show to go on at Legends House.
Bro, you had the talent in that party to put on a better show than the show. Holy shit. Like, by far.